If you will don't, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will at once upset. Not like this, as we do daily.
Follow
Karan. झट कर गौर प्रेमानंद बोले दिल आई राउ फॉलो करें
अज्ञान तिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विजे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जिहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतरा तर्वो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमाय तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय मां चरणं तिथे
My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Padma, Om Vishnu Parsiswan Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsiswan Bhakti Vedanta Swami. The now explaining Ruchi. When Ruchi comes, then no chance of falling down. Very rare. Very rare. And at once, it may be that Raganuga Bhakti, for Raganuga Bhakti, love my greed to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, like Vrajavasi may come at that time. So, they have ruchi, taste, in chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha, in worshipping, in cooking, in all way. Then we should know that this taste has come. Sometimes some devotees, not in a stage of ruchi, but they want to pretend like that. That is not good. We should not. If that ruchi has come, then he will taste something, paratattva, like it has been written, bhakti pareshanubhav, virakti anyatra, chaistrik ek kala prapadnyamanasa jathasmata sutusti pusti tudupayenu bhasa. Symptom is this. What is? Who will explain? Can you?
Jnanam Trimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksura Militam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namaha. This verse found in Srimad Bhagavatam Bhakti Parisanubhava explains the symptoms of development of bhakti. That is, there are three symptoms when bhakti is developed, just as there are three symptoms that are the good results of having eaten well. When one takes bite after bite, three things happen. His hunger is satiated. He no longer feels hungry. And he does feel tushti. He feels satisfaction. And he gets nourishment. Similarly, three things happen when one is developing in his bhakti. One, he gets realization of the Lord and devotion for the Lord. He becomes detached from material desires and anxieties. And he feels, he gets knowledge. He gets knowledge of the Absolute Truth and satisfaction in his taste and realization of bhakti. So in this way, bhakti is compared with taking good meals.
Also, when this ruchi comes, then so many prayers comes automatically. And with the greed to serve Radha Krishna conjugal like Brijvasi, so many prayers, so many songs comes, like tadastu me namasa sabhuri bhagu bhave tatrava anyatra tu va chirasyam jenam hai eko api bhavajjananam bhutva niseve tau pada pallavam tadastu me namasa sabhuri bhagu. I'll be very fortunate, O Krishna, Brahma is telling. When he saw the appearance of Krishna, then he began to pray. Tadastu mesha nat sabhuri bhagu. O Krishna, whether in this human life or any species of life, even animal, bird, insects, if my birth is there, no harm. But I want that there I should have the association of high class of sadhus. And in their guidance, I can serve you. After that he told, tadabhuri bhagyamiha janma kima patabhyam jajagok lepi katamangrajo visekam jajjivitam tu nikalam bhagavan mukundas tadyapi padarya sutimekhyameva tadabhuri bhagyamiha. I think I will be very fortunate, if I will have a birth in Vrindavan, in any way, in any species of life. If not, because I have not done anything like this, then Gokule api, even in Gokul, And there I will have a chance to serve. Oh, gopis in any way. How? The servants in India, those who clear tools and other things, like sweepers. In Western countries, sweepers are not so much bad. But India, they do. So, clearing the rubbish of householders. And when they will return to their home in Gokul, they want to rub their feet on a piece of a stone to
remove
their
dust.
Like this. So I want to be any a piece of a stone where they will rub their feet. He has no dare to tell that I want to be any Brijvasi and to take the feet dust of them. But even so, that I will see that I is so fortunate. So how he has deep honor for Brijvasi. So he will pray like this. He is also praying. Krishna is very merciful. Causeless merciful. He gave Putana high class of liberation and made her like, gave him like motherly position. But the Brajavasis, you really serve Krishna like motherhood. What is remaining there that Krishna will give that? If he has given him her motherly position, then what he will give to gopis who have really affection and serving Krishna in like a son? What Krishna will give? What he has to give? So he is praying so many things. So a prayer like come like this. He, at that time, remembers the sweet pastimes of gopis. By hearing the flute voice of Krishna, they left their homes, as I had told before. They left cooking, they left the service of their husbands. They left there, putting their ornaments, upset the ornament of necklace, or they took it in their feet or ear. And the ornament of ear, they took here. One eye's kajal. There is a place in Braja, Ajanok, Krishna played on the floor. All gopi went there. And Radhika was there also, she went also. And he has put one kajal in one visor. Then Krishna, oh, why you did so? Why you did? Oh, they were putting me, but I was in hurry. I could not remain. How quickly I run away. Then Krishna did with his
own hand.
Oh. If Krishna is doing, how pleasant for Radhika. So for this, she ran away. So, gopis are telling to Krishna, why you called? And now you are telling that, oh, return back and serve your husbands. How can we go? Chittam sukhe bhavata pratam griheshu. we are very much interested and involved in our house
hold activities
so much, but you at once took away and now you are very easily you took our heart. And if mind is not there, heart is not there, how all senses can do anything? So we have become like so. If you are returning to returners, without heart, how can we go and what we'll do? We cannot return. Grihasukhe chitte chilo grihakarje karo. Hariya laya chatumi prani raishwar. To par mul chadi pad nahi jaye. Jabo ko thaki karibo bala upay. If we are returning there, what can we do? And some gopis are telling, oh, Nandan, Nandan, what do you think? We have come to take your darshan and to be with you. Don't think like this. Still, we have come for our householder, any
job
here, to bring some flower, bring some things for house. And you are thinking that we have come for you. Never you should think. You cannot take our heart. We know how you can take. So, we have come to this forest to see the beauty of the forest and to take some wood or some flowers and other things, fruits. Not for you, I have not come. By chance, we have met you. But you are so greedy that you want that we should stay with you in a moment even we cannot stay here with you. And telling this, they began to go away to their houses. And Krishna began to pray, oh, don't go. Listen. Yasasti bhaktir bhagavata kinchana sarvai gunastatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena asati dhavato bahi. Yasasti bhaktir akinchana. Can you?
So the purport of this verse is that one who is taken to devotional service, who is taken to Shuddha Bhakti, then all the qualities, all the good qualities of the demigods, that they manifest within that bhakta. That in devotional service, it said that first two leaves will come, Kleshagni and Shubhada. Kleshagni, the eradication of suffering, and Shubhada, auspiciousness. So all auspiciousness that comes to a devotee. So naturally, by taking to process of devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti, then all devotional qualities will come. That these qualities are not qualities which are coming due to one's past activities in the material world, one's past pious activities, but they're coming by mercy of bhakti. But on the other hand, in this verse is stating, but one who is a non-devotee, though they may manifest so many apparently good qualities, but actually these qualities are just, they're very fleeting, they're temporary, and they're inconsequential because they're due to one's past karmic activities, and therefore they have no permanence, and therefore such qualities should not be seen as being of any real value. The valuable qualities are those qualities which are manifest by devotional service, which are of eternal, spiritual, and transcendental nature.
So these kinds of prayer comes at that time, when Ruchi. when ruchi is perfect, then it comes to ashakti. But ruchi is there, but also ruchi is transferred into ashakti too. This is like madhyan bhajan, means ruchi. Ruchi is the middle, in the middle of all processes of bhakti. And in madhyana lila, Krishna now has gone to forest with millions of cows and millions of friends. And from one forest to another forest he is going on. There he is playing so many pastimes, playing on flutes, singa and all other things. So, when it comes midday, then Krishna plays a trick and he makes any sahana.
Excuse.
That, wait a little, I'm coming with Madhmangal. Just I'm coming. Now it is too hot, you should be here and take some rest. And I'm coming very soon. And quickly he went from there. And he went to Radha Kunda. And after that he met Srimati Radhika in Surya Kunda. When he was nearer to Radha Kunda's Kusum Sarovar, all the sakhis were waiting for Krishna. So, there, Krishna climbed down a tree and hide Madhumangal anywhere in Kusum Sarovar. Kusum Sarovar means where there are trees of flowers. Srimati Radhika came with his all friends, sakhis, and she wanted to pick some flowers for garland making for Krishna. She began to have a high branch like this and pick it. In the meantime, at once Krishna left that branch and
jumped
up. And that branch became high. And he was hanging. She was hanging and crying. And quickly Krishna jumped from the tree and held Srimati Radhika. Thus they met in Surya Kunda, very sweet place of pastimes. Srimati Radhika coming with all sakhi to worship Mitra. Mitra means has two meanings. One Mitra means son and one Mitra means friend. In the sense of Mitra, Krishna is Mitra. And for pretending, son is there. There is a sun temple in Surya Kunda. There Srimati Radhika sent Lalita to search any good Brahmin who can make us worship of sun. And then she was searching, and in the meantime Jatila came there. Why you are making late? We have sent Lalita Vishakha to search any Brahmin. And in the meantime, a black, very tejasvi,
effulgent,
a priest came. And Madhumangal became his follower,
assistant.
They both changed their dresses or form.
Now they are in disguise.
And just like a Brahmin bow, sacred thread also, they did. They went there. Oh, Lalita told her, I searched so many places. And I told I saw this Brahmin do too. And this black one is very, very high class of learned, and he knows all kinds of performing all
worship
and other things. When I requested him to come, he told that I will not go. I don't make any worship to any ladies. I cannot. We requested that you should far away you can do. So he has now agreed and he has come. But he don't look towards any lady. And then Jatla become very happy. Oh, very soon you should begin your worship. And Krishna with mantra. Mitraya Namaha. What is the meaning? I'm surrendering to Mitra means Surya, means
my friend. My beloved.
She thought that this is the mantra of Surya. But really it was mantra of Krishna. Anyhow, when it was finished, Jatla became very, very happy. Very happy. And she told that, give some ornament to this Brahmin. When she began to give something by the order of Jatla, Brahmin refused, black one refused. What I will this of these ornaments for? I don't touch. I don't need. I'm satisfied. Only by the request I came. I have nothing to do. But really he thought that I have taken the heart most valuable thing of. So he was satisfied. But Madhvangal requesting, Prabhu, you should give me, I will keep you. Then Krishna gave him. And also some laddus. You know, laddu. Braja laddu, very sweet. She gave. Krishna told that I don't take. And the disciple of Garga Rishi, so I cannot touch any donation from any lady. Never. And then she became very happy. And Madhmangal, and after they went all with Jatla to their homes, and Krishna and Madhmangal returned back to their friends. They were waiting. Madhmangal kept that ornament and that laddu in his wrapped in his
cloth.
And he became very grave. And he went there, all friends embracing Krishna. Where? We are waiting for you. All seated there, and after that Baldev told, my brother, this Madhumanga is not telling anything. He has something. He told the, have you something to eat? Don't ask me. And he took that portly
like
that bag, like that.
Lunch bag.
And he kept here and sit. That anyone should take, don't take. But Baldev Prabhu told, you are a Brahmin poor, you should not be so greedy. And he kept like this, and other came and did like this, and some strictly they came, took everything. And all were clapping and happy, and this became very angry. Madhumanga, and took his sacred tray. I will curse you. I must curse you. Like Durvasa. You will be finished. Huh? Remember. otherwise you should return. And in the meantime, they have taken all laddu. Then Krishna, and he was weeping too much, and he told that, I am going to Nanda Baba and I will complain. And even Nanda Baba will not, I will go to Kansa Maharaj in Mathura and I will complain. And he will take some action. Then Krishna went and embraced him. Oh, I will give you more laddu, don't be. And anyhow he passed. So these are the leelas. Also at that time, that Madhyanna Leela is best among all the Leela in Ashtayam and very durable. In that Leela, so many things. Milan. Milan means?
Meeting.
So many kinds of modes of Ashtasattvic modes. So many modes, like in night drama play they told. So many. It has been written in Ujjwal Mein. Who was Sarup Damodar? Who? Sarup Damodar? In night? Ooh. I want to see your face. Very good. Good play. So, Bhamya. Bhamya means?
Leftist mode
of Radhika and Gopis. Utkantha, Narma, so many joking plays. Dola Khela,
swimming.
And Banshi Chori. Oh, this is our most enemy. And anyhow, they were playing Pasha Khela. Pasha means, you know,
Dice.
Louder.
Dice.
And they defeated, Srimati Radhika defeated Krishna. And he took forcibly that Bansi. And she gave to Vishakha, Vishakha gave to Lalita, to Chitra, to Induleka, and thus it went on very far away from Krishna. And they hide. When it was finished, that gambling life, then, oh, he was searching. Oh, where is my Bansi? Where is my Bansi? He went to Lalita. Radha made same. Oh, it is with Lalita. When he Lalita, or she get to Vishakha like this, and Krishna was here and there, and weeping, that where is my Bansi? Then anyone told Chitra or anyone, oh, this is with Radhika. And when he run towards Radhika, and then, oh, she has hidden it in his. So when, at once Bansi dropped there, and then he received. So many pastimes. So this is Madhyanna Leela, best among all Leela, very durable. More than Madhyanna Leela, Madhyaratri and others. And then playing in Jamuna. Oh, taking so many forest fruits. Sometimes Krishna used to pretend like I'm sleeping. And so many pastimes like this, which are written in Govinda Leelamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita. And in this way they are all serving Krishna and Radhika. This is the Madhyanna Leela. And then we will come to Aparanha, that is Krishna Shakti. Kirtan. By Bansuri. Why you stolen away? The same song.
Ya Bansi me prane basa tu hai, 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 So Bansi So much
Krishna is telling. Oh. You have just stolen my not Bansi, but my life and soul. Now what can I do? I am like Pangu. Lemon. Oh, my Bansi is not with me. How can I collect all the cows? And how I can call all the sakhas? And how? RPK. Bajam. And how I can collect the cows and bring them back? Because I have no bansi. Then any gopi or Radhika is replying, oh, you should sing by your mouth and you should do like half. And you have some stick by a stick, you can do. Oh, Radhika, I cannot do. You have taken my life. Oh, you have stolen away my bansi. I cannot be alive without bansi. Oh, you should realize my suffering. Are you not realizing really how sad I am? Oh, be merciful to me. Where is the bansi? You should return back. And then requesting so much. Oh, they will the bhakti in the stage of asakti, they will think and remember all the past times. Both sides, with gopis and also with Krishna. They will remember. They will think how my days and night passed away in a moment. That is why Sarup Damodara Ramananda, what doing? All these three past times. Like the Kirtan in Gita Govinda, perhaps, or Chandidas. Je Vrajate Krishna Bhaskaram Taha Karamani Kirokam Jivan Dharam Kare.
Chandidas at what? Jivati Dharam Koishe
Raya.
Oh,
Kevas Naila Krishna Naam. Kevas Naila Krishna Naam. Srimati Radhika is telling. Who? What? Sunaila, Sunaila man?
Make me hear.
Make me hear.
Make to me hear.
Krishna, Madhur Krishna. By hearing, oh, this name has stolen my heart. Why they did so? Now I am mad totally. Kevasnaila, Shyam na, Kanera bhitare diye, marma pashilogo. This name went through my ears and went there and took our heart. Understand? Why he did? Now we are soulless or lifeless. Tarparataki?
Namo paratape jar uichana karo.
Oh, if the Naam is so influencing, so much, then how he will be there, Krishna? And where he lives in Gokul, how the ladies, gopis, how they can save their chastity? Chandidas, oh, is singing like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing, to hear the padavalis of Chandidas, Vidyapati, Jayadev Goswami, Krishna Karanamrita,
Kavikarna,
Dilamangal, and others. And whole night becomes in a moment when it lamenting, weeping, sometimes rolling down, sometimes unconsciousness. So a bhakta in this stage will remember all the past times and chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Parvashan devotee, this is a big problem for lust. If they will remember all these things, everything will be washed and their heart will be nirmal. Only this is remedy. Because I have heard that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj also had told, anyone wrote that, I am very lusty, what should I do? Oh, then you should hear Rosh Leela, the most powerful pastimes of Krishna, and very soon you will be pure. So this is not bad, but don't follow,
don't imitate.
Imitate all these things. Don't imitate. Means by mind also, you should not think all these things. Only you can remember like a prayer, and you should remember. But I will do like Krishna. Oh, netat samachari. Then it will be a very powerful poison for you. But we should try to remember who are qualified this. Not all. First prayer should be for what we have told, for anarthan vritti. And thus we should try to follow all the things that I have told. I have told so many highest pastimes of Krishna. Sweet. And also I have explained the process from Shraddha to Nishtha, Ruchi up to So you should try to follow. Totally follow. And then you will be very soon qualified for all these things. I'm giving my blessings and dhanyavad. Also many thanks who arranged and called all the devotees and myself and others. Those who have cooked, the cooking department, some other departments, some managing. My thanks to them. And he will, in detail he will tell. Also, I am very happy that senior most and sincere devotees of Swami Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj, are here, hearing patiently. So many thanks to them. Because very easily they can take the essence of our classes and preach and help juniors. So I request them to help them. All Harikatha. If no Harikatha, a devotee should bound to be weak. I want that you should try to carry and develop all these things. So my thanks to them, and you should, in detail, you should.
So Srila Gurudev has already mentioned that the organization and calling devotees from all over the world, we see here that we have devotees from America, Australia, South America, England, Europe, all over the world, India, Africa, and big thanks have to go to Rajuma Brahmachari Prabhu. He has had a lot of help, but actually he has taken the biggest weight on his shoulders. And it is not easy to organize a festival, especially his body is quite sick. And I am his roommate, so I know what he has to go through. Every night he comes and he collapses. And somehow or other he gets up and then he goes out and performs his activities and then he comes back and collapses. And generally he collapses about 3 times in a day. So it's quite amazing feat that he's been able to organize this and live to tell the story. And everything has gone on so smoothly, so nicely. And this is because he has had so much help, so much backup, especially from the devotees, the brahmacharis in Birmingham, in the Goa Govinda Godimath. First, I'd like to mention one of our stalwart preachers who, before the program, he's been going out, setting up book table in the town center, meeting so many people, inviting them to programs in the temple, organizing festivals before this program. And many of the people that, devotees that he has cultivated, now they've taken initiation and they've become part of Srila Gurudev's family. So I'd like to thank Indupati Prabhu. Where's Indupati? Very innovative preacher. Very, very innovative. Also, we'd like to thank Madhu Braj Prabhu. He's one of the younger devotees here, but only by the amount of years that he's been living in the mud, but by the amount of seva and maturity, then he's very, very senior devotee. That he's taken up behind Pradyumna Prabhu, then he's taken up most of the responsibility. He's always helpful to drive, cook, pujari seva, organize. And very quickly, he's become very, very expert. And without him, I think that Gojima Prabhu would not be sitting here right now. He has done a lot of service. And also, we'd like to thank the cooks. Again, Madhu Braj Prabhu, he himself, and also Jagannath Prabhu, and Jayadev Prabhu. And one very nice thing that's happened in this festival is that not just the local devotees have been helping, but devotees from all over the world. So one day, the devotees from Melbourne, they came in, and then they cooked a feast. And then another day, the devotees from Italy, they came, and then they cooked. And then another day, I think it was day before yesterday, Radha Madhav and Radha Vinod, then they came in, and they cooked. So in this way, all devotees from all over the world, spontaneously, they were helping out and doing so many different services. Devotees were washing the plates, the pots, cleaning the different rooms, the toilets, everything was going on. And Pradyumna told me that he did not really have to push anybody, but spontaneously, all were helping. And everything has run very, very smoothly. Also, we have other devotees from Birmingham who have been helping. Ajay Krishna Kumar, their brahmachari, very, very stalwart devotee. Very stalwart. Actually, in West Africa, he was regional secretary over 600 devotees, but now he's having a break. I don't know when he's going to come back into action. But very, very strong, stalwart devotee. Also, Nandanachari Prabhu, Pujariji, Orissa Pujari. And we're very fortunate to have his association in Birmingham because he's born Vaishnava, so he knows etiquette, proper behavior, and he's always helping us out because sometimes we tend to fall short. Pran Govinda, he has just joined the mat in the last 2 months ago. But he has gone to Spain, but he also as immediately he's come in and taken on so much responsibilities. So many devotees. That, who else?
Ronda Achari.
Oh, Purandri Thakur Amarisa. Very, very nice teacher. He came here to be my brahmachari partner. But then they called me in America and told me that now you have no more brahmachari partner because we're keeping him in America. But they said sometimes you can take him once in a while. Also, the ladies, Prema Bhakti Didi, so many other ladies. In fact, because Padma Prabhu, he knows much better than me, I think that I should hand over the mic to him and he can finish off.
It's amazing, Srila Gurudev. There's so many devotees that have come together and helping in every way. The Bhakti Didi from Leicester, she's making very beautiful outfits that Mahaprabhu is wearing, and all the deities wearing matching outfits every day.
Very good, very good.
So beautiful. There are so many devotees to thank. You know, Charachandrika Didi, also from Birmingham, doing the drama of S9, and all the devotees. Ananga Mandari Didi from Wales, also every year helping decorate everything. Just there's so many devotees in the English ashram helping in every way. Nanda Sukha Prabhu every year.
Yes.
Offering his house. And Kishore Krishna Prabhu. Here we are so happy that he has come to Birmingham to be with us. While everyone is here at the Gurdwar, and some of our sannyasis have been staying at the mat, and he's been keeping it spotless, so that when we go back after the program, we don't have to go to a place that has been left like a bin. And also doing helping Bhakti Sarang Maharaj transmit all the programs to the devotees all over the world by internet. I can't even think of everyone. Actually, I think all the devotees here that have come from all over Europe and the world have helped in some way, helping serve out prasadam and everything. All thanks to you, Shri. Both of your blessings and all this mercy to us. It's always special for myself. I'm unworthy of any of your blessings. But still they're coming and flowing. We are very, very grateful. Well, we can't even thank you, but we pray for your mercy. We'll continue.
And also I'd like to thank all the devotees, especially senior devotees, those disciples of Srila Prabhupada, like Udara Prabhu, and numerous senior devotees who are here. And also the devotees who are traveling with Srila Gurudev, who have come, and during the course of the day, they've been giving very, very nice classes, leading kirtans, especially Krishnadas Prabhu Ki. And also Sajan Maharaj Ki. Shamarani Didi. And Bhaktisa Maharaj. Bhaktisa Maharaj just recently coming in the entourage of Srila Gurudev.
Don't give the jai of Madhav Maharaj.
I'm saving, I'm building up. And very quickly, he's taking a leading role as a preacher and inspiring devotees all over the world. But what can we say about Madhav Maharaj? Getting up very early in the morning, serving Srila Gurudev, also serving the devotees and making such sumptuous prasadam. And in the midst of doing all these different activities, then he comes and then he enlightens us and showers us with his nectarian harikata. Madhav Maharaj. Madhav Maharaj. But of course, our festival would be completely zero without one person. Without Srila Gurudev in my life, then I know that my life would be just total suffering. Actually, I remember one time Gurudev, he said, you know, if it wasn't for me, you would be in big trouble. He does not remember. The essence is there. And this is a fact. And Srila Gurudev is coming and he's taking us all out of big trouble and he's dunking us in the ocean of sweet Braj Leela Katha. And for this, we're eternally grateful. Srila Gurudev! Srila Gurudev! Srila Gurudev! And we hope it doesn't rain in Spain. But there's one person who is behind the scenes. Srila Gurudev's advisor, his secretary. He's doing so many things, performing so many thankless tasks, and sometimes getting spanked for it, but doing such a valuable service. Rajnath Prabhu!
My blessing to all. I want that you should behave each other, love and affection. I also want that like Brazier in America, in Birmingham, there should be children's school. Here so many devotees, so many children. If they are educated in bhakti line, it will be very helpful. From beginning they will train like that. So I request you to start a school very soon. If no place, then even you should on rent you have. And I think that there are so many ladies, those who are teacher, or they can come. We should try to give them for maintenance, and they should work, and very soon it should come. And don't criticize, don't quarrel, be in the guidance, and thus properly you should progress, develop your Krishna consciousness. Go, Premanande.
Hare Krishna.